This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're joined by Mr. Tim Tobin. He is the CEO of Planetome, a medical device company that applies atomic-level publishing from the semiconductor industry to create advanced surgical blades that lead to better patient outcomes. And Mr. Tobin, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you're more than welcome. A pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Planetome. So for starters, where did you actually get the idea to use technology from the semiconductor industry to sharpen surgical blades? Let's start things off with that.
Yeah, sure. It's a great question. So my background is actually in the semiconductor industry. And it was it actually came from a company my business partner and I started about almost 25 years ago now in 1998. And we specialized, there's about 15 processes when you make a chip. One of them is this polish process. And we specialized in that. We actually had the largest portfolio of these polishing processes in the entire world. And we were polishing for big companies like, you know, Intel and Samsung and Apple and Facebook and you know, big name companies. And actually it came from our CFO. He said, where else can we utilize this technology now that we have such a great understanding of it and such a breadth of applications? What other industries could benefit from something being so perfectly atomically smooth and products in them benefit from that? So we started looking at three different industries, aerospace, defense, automotive, and medical. And we found applications in all of them, but the medical one was really cool, right? We can take it and really help out patients and doctors and healthcare facilities. So that's what kind of the genesis of it. And then we spun it out of that company to be its own entity a few years ago.
Certainly some interesting details to kick things off here today. Really do appreciate your response there. Now, another question for you. How does the process sharpen the blades? I'm sure listeners are curious about that.
Sure. And this was actually, you know, there were a lot of learnings, as you would imagine, not only in a new industry for me personally, but we hired on some really good medical device experts. But even about sharpness and blades, you know, surgical blades, what doctors think, what surgeons think of them. One of the things that we really had to define much better, everybody has a concept for what sharp is, right? And sharpening, but there's really no like measurement of sharpness. You don't say this is a 3 sharp or this is a 5 sharp or, you know, something like that. So what we actually do is we take a blade, the traditional blade is made with diamond grit wheels, and they grind it up to a point. But then all those diamond troughs of this in the stainless steel are left behind, and it's like a very highly serrated, jagged cutting edge that's there. So what we actually do is we take that blade and we just apply the polish process to it, and we get rid of all of the defects. So we're not necessarily sharpening it in the traditional sense of sharpening. We're smoothing it. And then there's some things we had to do to the blade to make sure it still felt the same for the surgeons, if that makes sense.
It certainly does, and some great details there to help us understand better. Now, also, is there any way to quantify how much sharper it is than a blade that has been sharpened by grinding? Get into some details there.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So when you know, as I said, there's no actual measurement of sharp, so you have to look at it in a number of different ways. There's benchtop analytical type testing you can do, as well as then real world applications. And I'll give you some of both. So if you look at what would make a blade sharp or feel sharp, like if a surgeon said, oh, this is sharp, they're really going to be talking about 3 different things. One is how precise is it? How precise can they put the blade exactly where they want to cut and make their incision? You know, sometimes you're only cutting through a mono layer of cells, you know, on the carotid or all sorts of different surgery procedures. So and other things, you're making very big cuts. So but the precision is the first method. And if you look at if you measure the surface roughness of a conventional blade, the peak to valley type roughness, right, it's between 5,000 and 50,000 nanometers. So and to put that in perspective, human tissue cells are about 10, the smallest ones are about 10,000 nanometers. So it's about the same size as a human tissue cell. So we take that blade that's between 5 and 50,000 nanometers. We polish it. And when we're done with it, it's 5 nanometers to 20 nanometers. So it's at least 1,000 times more precise. So when the surgeon wants to cut a particular area and a particular thickness, they can do it much more effectively. So then the other two ways would be if you measure the depth of cut and the length of cut with identical forces. So when we compare our blade to a conventional blade in a depth of cut, ours initially at the very onset of the cut is about a 23% deeper cut that we can make. And then when you get out much further towards the end of the blade life, we're about 85% better because we don't have the same failure mechanisms. Those defects actually on a conventional blade actually act as the failure mechanism. So we have a deeper cut, a more consistent cut, and then our length of cut, we go at least 4.7 times in benchtop testing that we go further before our blade dies than a conventional blade.
Well, well done on the explanation. You couldn't have done any better than that, and I appreciate it. I'm sure the listeners do as well. We're speaking with Mr. Tim Tobin. He is the CEO of Plenitome, a medical device company that applies atomic level polishing from the semiconductor industry to create advanced surgical blades that lead to better patient outcomes. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what are the benefits to the physician of having a sharper blade, and are there any benefits to the patient?
Yeah, actually, there's a separate set of benefits to both of them. You know, our original purpose in creating the blade was to get better clinical outcomes, which really benefits both the surgeon, right, and as well as the patient. So, but specific to the surgeon, one of the things that they get, number one, they can do things with this blade because of its precision that they can't do with other blades, with conventional blades that are so jagged. And you'll hear that, you know, repeatedly from surgeons that have been using the blade. One of them, Dr. Tufaro, he's up at the Cleveland Clinic now. He does a lot of reconstructive and oncological work, and he can cut with much better precision and his margins around it. He says he can't do with any other blade what he does with our blade. And there's a, you know, a host of a litany of examples we can give you like that. So that's one is the precision. The other thing that they get is much more consistency from surgeon to surgeon and cut to cut. So there's not the inconsistencies that would be in a conventional blade. So they have much more assurance in the types of outcomes that they're going to have for their patients. And then when they're cutting, because our blade doesn't have the same defect mechanisms and failure mechanisms as a conventional blade, they don't have to change out the blade near as frequently, if at all, like they would with a conventional blade. And I can give you a few examples of that. But, you know, in some of the procedures where they're doing a lot of cutting, a surgeon might use anywhere from 15, 20, even 25 scalpel blades in one procedure. And that's because those jagged serrations gunk up with tissue because that's actually tearing the tissue out, where our blade kind of slides straight through and pushes the tissue cells out of the way. So it doesn't tear anything out. So our blade doesn't have that same failure mechanism, which means the surgeon doesn't have to change the blade out multiple times while making a cut, interrupting the surgery. And then the other thing that comes from that is as medical professionals are in surgery, passing what are known as sharps, which can be, you know, scalpel blades, needles, passing them back and forth is the number one adverse effect. Sticks from sharps, unintended sticks, from passing it from one medical professional to the other. It's the number one thing that hospitals experience with that. So, you know, if you have to reduce the handoff of a scalpel, you know, if you can reduce it by 5 to 15 or 20 times, you get rid of that and make the operating room much safer as well for medical professionals.
Certainly beneficial for everyone involved, no doubt about that. Now, looking at scars are a major concern of every surgeon and every patient, and I'm interested, if you don't mind, to know how having a sharper surgical blade helps decrease the odds of patient scars.
Sure, absolutely. So, and actually, that will lead me in. There's kind of four really main categories of benefits to the patient. I know which was your last question, and I touched on it. But scarring, reduced scarring is absolutely one of them. And then I'll give you the other three real quick. But reduced scarring, what happens with a conventional blade is that blade goes in, and remember I said it's jagged and serrated, and as it's cutting, it's actually tearing the tissue out. It's more like sawing. And you, I mean, you can think of that if you took a bread knife from your kitchen and you cut your hand, you know that cut's going to be all jagged. You know, the tissue's going to be kind of very uneven, and as opposed to if you get a paper cut, right, a very thin paper cut. Most of the time with a paper cut, you know you got a cut, but you kind of almost have to pull the skin apart because you can't see it, and it doesn't necessarily bleed right away. But I guarantee you, if you took a serrated bread knife, it would bleed a whole heck of a lot. So that difference in cutting mechanism, sawing versus a very clean, narrow slice, is what makes all the difference in the world from a healing perspective, a scarring perspective, as well as pain and nerve generation. Those are three of the main things. So when you don't have when you don't have the tearing, you reduce the trauma. If you reduce the trauma, you don't have as much collagen going in to create swelling in the wound to help heal it. So our wounds close much faster. If you're to look at a wound made with a conventional blade versus ours, ours after 3 days is 90% wound closure, and a conventional blade is only 10% wound closure. And then that stays open longer, and you get much worse scarring, slower healing, and you get the opportunity for more post-operative complications like infections, and when you don't handle the tissue as gently as possible, you can even get keloiding and hypertrophic scarring, which is really difficult for patients.
Certainly do appreciate all the information and details shared here today. Really appreciate what you do through Planetome. Now, lastly, do you have any surgeons currently using the blades for procedures, and what has been their experience and feedback?
Yeah, we definitely do. So we're just starting the commercialization phase of our product, but we've been working with really big name, key opinion leading surgeons to refine the blade to where it is today, and to look at all the different benefits that come from it. So, you know, I mentioned Dr. Tufaro at the Cleveland Clinic. There's Dr. Sridharani and Dr. Zim, both of whom are out of Manhattan. Dr. Sridharani is oftentimes on like the Good Morning America show as the plastic surgeon that they bring on, and Dr. Zim, actually his counterpart on the Today show. But so they're some of the ones in the U.S. And then the other ones I would mention, one in particular, is the Asan Medical Center, which is over in Seoul, and it's one of the five largest hospitals in the world. And the two doctors there, J.W. Choi and J.P. Hong, they're the chair and past chair, one's the current chair of the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Group. So when they saw how gently our blade handles tissue, they got very excited because they thought that maybe that could allow them to do things that they wouldn't do in terms of surgeries with diabetics or other immunocompromised individuals whose skin and tissue is very difficult to heal if they do and make an incision. So many times they won't do surgery on diabetics, and or if they do it, they have a high chance of complications. So we just published a paper, or they just did in January, showing that, of course, the Planetome versus the conventional is better in healthy patients as well as diabetic patients. But the thing that was really remarkable for them is in every single instance, if they compared the Planetome blade in a diabetic patient, which they used a diabetic rat model, versus a conventional blade with a healthy patient, it healed as well, or in almost every case, better than the healthy rat with the conventional. So they believe now this opens up the world to many different types of surgeries that they could never do before to try to help, patients that have complicated healing conditions.
Once again, Mr. Tobin, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Planetome. And I'm sure listeners want to know, as well as surgeons, where can they get further details on Planetome online, and how could they best be in touch as well?
Yeah, Absolutely. So planetshome.com, and there's videos, there's surgeon testimonials, videos of that. You can actually even see some procedures as they're making cuts, and we got white papers, all sorts of stuff out there for you. So
excellent, and some great resources to tap into. Again, folks, it is planetome.com. You can also refer to the show notes on this broadcast to find the link as well. Mr. Tobin, all the best. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Really appreciated your time today.
Great. Thanks so much for your time.
You're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Tim Tobin, the CEO of Planetome, a medical device company that applies atomic level polishing from the semiconductor industry to create advanced surgical blades that lead to better patient outcomes. And again, for all the details, visit planetome.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.